Allahumma الله لمن حمدا. الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده.
فاعبد يا أولي الأبصار. الله أكبر.
رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هذه الأراحي قال سنة حبيب في براحه صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. We are in this period, the season which is known as the Mawsam, the season of Hajj. Once the moon is sighted for our Eid al-Fitr after Ramadan, our Eid, most of us, almost the whole world, the Muslims get happy. It's the day of Eid, the day of celebration, meeting with the family, etc. And it is the end of the month of Ramadan, life is a Eid. But the Christ for example, Ahmadullah Ali says, when the moon is sighted for Eid al-Fitr, then my joy is that now the Mawsam of Hajj has come. The season of Hajj has come. And in week over the Rukhidah to which Allah Ta'ala told Sayyidina Ibrahim, ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, wa adhim fil nasi bil Hajj. O Ibrahim, call out. Give Adhan, announce, call out to all the people that they must come for Hajj. Ya'tuka ala kulli ba'di. They will come on all types of conveyances from here and far, from around the world. So this is the time when all the lovers of Allah who love Allah Ta'ala are gathering now at the house of Allah Ta'ala, that is, they are gathering for Hajj. And Hajj is the last pillar of Islam that has become firm. So here you can see the process. And this is the system that the person brought Iman. He corrected his salah is in order, his song, his puasa is in order, his salah is in order, and now he goes for Hajj. That is now really the 13th, and that person gets the full benefit. And so to say, Hajj is the jazzing on the clock. That now, please be Allah says, you have done everything for me, now come to my house. Now I want to be, I want to become a discipline, and I want to reward you now. In one sense, this is saying a way to Allah Ta'ala, to the call of Allah Ta'ala. In said this Quran, Allah has given to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, this is responding to the call of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also. According to authentic narrations, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is buried in the Mecca of the Haram of Mecca. So we are going to visit Ibrahim, the father of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. We are responding to the call of Allah Ta'ala. And then after, before or after, we go to the Imam of all the Anbiya, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinatul Munawwara. So what a great occasion. And at this very moment, undoubtedly, right starting from the Hajj terminal in Jeddah, while the person is there, his work is getting sorted out, while he's waiting, hardly 2 minutes pass, and he hears that the plane has landed. The sounds come, and then he sees a group of Hajjis going. Malaysians have come now, a whole group of Malaysians. And when everyone's done, the same words, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, and all the Hajjis, when they just come, they are still very enthusiastic. Though they are tired also, everything, but they are quite enthusiastic, and now we are happily, cheerfully, everyone is leading Labbaik. Hardly 2 minutes passed, and another plane has landed. Nigerians are coming. Again, the same thing, that may Allah will pray. The man, the woman, the small, the big, everyone the same. After another 2 minutes have passed, and then a plane from India, Pakistan, now Indian people have come. Now a plane from Indonesia has come. From around the world, all the time, 24 hours, the planes are just landing, and the Hajjis are coming, prospective Hajjis are coming out, and when everyone's done, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. How many people saw that work is done, and now they talk to Bakka Sharif, and now they everyone's keen desire first to go and make dawah. Of how many people the first time they see the dawah. all that we were saying, we are making our salah facing towards the Kaaba. Now that is prominent occasion that your whole life, 30, 40, 50 years, you are saying, I'm facing the Kaaba. Now Allah has removed all the lands, all the mountains, all the seas, and with your eyes, Kaaba Sharif is in front of you. And we know that at this time, the matah, the whole place, the Kaaba is full, but all the mutawwifin, those who are making the tawaf. And what is beautiful that everyone is not understanding the faith, Allahumma the faith, and everyone is dressed in ihram, Allahumma the faith. What an occasion Allah has granted us. With regard to this occasion, Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, wrote a beautiful poem. He said, Suna hai ke tere dar par tere aashiqo ka hujum hoga. We have heard that your lovers, your aashiq, an ardent lover of yours, all of them are gathering at your house now. Agar ijazat ho, to main bhi unme shamil ho jao. If there is permission of Allah, I may be also part of them. Let me be also amongst those people. It's a natural human feeling that, for example, a person who is connected with the work of Tabligh and Da'wah, and an Ijtema is taking place, which is a highlight of the Jamaat work, for this person who is very keen and hard worker, his ill, he cannot attend. Or for some other very valid reason, he can't attend. Though he's not attending, he may be 1,000 miles away. The Ijtema may be in Natal, maybe in Johannesburg, wherever he's taking his out there. His heart will be there. All the time he will be thinking. There's a family wedding, and somebody close, and you wanted to be there. Due to some illness or something, you could not attend. It would be natural that your thoughts are there, that all the family has come. I should have met this one, I should have met this, that one. We should have said that, we should have spoken, we should have been part of this happy occasion. But because of your illness, you could not go. But your body is here in Cape Town, but your heart is there in the very, very. Whatever other function, a madrasa, jalsa, a Christmas venture, in the world, whatever it can be. So that it is of absolute necessity, a demand of our iman, that we cannot be there for Hajj. And the whole Ummah is also Allah's brother. That Allah Ta'ala, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, may dua, وَجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَقْوِي إِلَيْهِ. Oh Allah, make a small group of people to come for Hajj every year. That small group also is so big to enter the Hajj in the Hajj crowd. And when you are there, you see, what a big crowd. But compared to the whole Ummah, it is a very small group. What if Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua, Allah made for us, or every individual, every year to go for Hajj. About 2 billion Muslims, every year 2 billion people. The 2.5-3 billion people going for Hajj, what should happen? So what is, and this is the proof that our deen is 100% the true deen. That every Nabi was also inspired to make their dua, and Allah commanded also that afidatam minan nas. Afida is a group, and from the people, a small group. So only so many people. But now that this highlight of Islam is taking place, the crown of Islam, this event is taking place, every day it takes place, our heart should be there. Very positive is that.